Nolte, WAPO reports exercise saves lives from coronavirus 2 years after gym closings. By John Nolte on December 22, 2022. The far-left Washington Post that lobbied for fascist lockdowns and propagandized against states like Florida that refused them is now reporting that even a little bit of exercise increases your chances of surviving the China flu. Wait? What? You mean exercise is good for you? Exercise improves your health? Go on. And yet, what did our fascist government do with the full-throated support of corporate media outlets like the Washington Post? In the middle of a pandemic, the government closed the gyms, playgrounds, pools, skate parks, and recreation centers and kept the liquor stores open. And now regime outlets are finally reporting the truth. Men and women who worked out at least 30 minutes most days were about 4 times more likely to survive COVID-19 than inactive people, according to an eye-opening study of exercise and coronavirus outcomes among almost 200,000 adults in Southern California. The study found that exercise, in almost any amount, reduced people's risks for a severe coronavirus infection. Even people who worked out for as little as 11 minutes a week. Yes, a week. Experienced lower risks of hospitalization or death from COVID than those who moved about less. Well, knock me over with a feather. Here's the kicker. Science already offers copious support for the idea that regular, moderate exercise increases our immune response and generally helps us avoid respiratory infections or recover more rapidly if we do catch a bug. In a 2011 study, adults who worked out regularly were almost half as likely to develop colds or similar infections as inactive people and also about 40% less likely to report their illnesses as lingering. You mean we knew all along that exercise strengthens our immune systems? But the government closed the gyms and skate parks, and rec centers, and pools. And left the liquor stores open. Hey, we should have left the liquor stores open. That's not my point. We should have left everything open and allowed people to make their own decisions about the amount of risk they were willing to take. If you're wearing a mask and remaining 6 feet away from me, what do you care if I wear a mask or not? If you're vaccinated, what do you care if I'm not? If your kids are home and bubble wrapped, what do you care if my kids are at school? My point is that fascist, Democrat-run state governments, with the complete cooperation of the regime media, told us that governors who refused to close gyms and gym owners who refused to close were sociopaths, and that good Americans stay home, order in, and watch Netflix. In other words, the regime told us to engage in the exact type of behavior that weakens the immune system. Listen, I'm pro-vaccine, but that doesn't mean I'm a lunatic. That doesn't mean that, like our government, Fauci, and the Washington Post, I ignored the importance of natural immunity. Not for a moment did anyone who cared one whit about public health think it made sense to close gyms and open liquor stores. But our government and corporate media don't care about public health. This was all about control by way of fear and shame. This was all about defeating Trump with mail-in ballots. The media are fascist liars, and no one should listen to a word they say. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.